Soros-linked group sued to stop Trump's migrant child trafficking crackdown. By John Binder on May 9, 2025. Two left-wing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, both with financial ties to Alex and George Soros's network, are suing to stop President Donald Trump's reforms of the Unaccompanied Alien Children (UAC) program, which are intended to end trafficking of such migrant children within the United States. In February, Trump's Department of Health and Human Services (HHS) issued reforms to the UAC program, which resettles migrant children in American communities with adult sponsors after they arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border without parents or guardians. Part of those reforms is banning UACs from being turned over to illegal aliens in the United States. HHS whistleblower Tara Lee Rodas has called the UAC program a white-glove delivery service where migrant children go from Department of Homeland Security (DHS) custody to HHS custody before being turned over to adult sponsors that are not their parents or relatives, in most cases. "We have delivered these unaccompanied children to criminals, traffickers, and members of transnational criminal organizations who are using the UAC program as a white-glove delivery service of children," Rodas said, calling out former President Joe Biden's administration for loosening the rules around the UAC program. This week, the National Center for Youth Law and Democracy Forward, both with financial ties to the Soros network, filed a class-action lawsuit to stop Trump's HHS from verifying the legal status of an adult sponsor before a UAC is handed over to their care. The groups are asking a district court to find the reforms unlawful and issue a preliminary injunction stopping the administration from implementing the reforms. Democracy Forward, which is behind a separate lawsuit trying to stop Trump from deporting illegal alien gang members, lists left-wing organizations like the Center for American Progress, National Immigration Law Center, Color of Change, Unidos U.S., Common Justice, and the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, among many others, as clients and partners. The Alex Soros-chaired Open Society Foundations has funded several of Democracy Forward's clients and partners. For example, in 2023, the Open Society Foundations awarded Color of Change a $3 million grant after giving the group nearly $1.5 million in funding in 2018 and 2019. Similarly, and perhaps most significantly, the Open Society Foundations remains one of the largest donors to the Center for American Progress, a group that is considered the unofficial policy wing of the Democrat Party. In 2023 alone, the Open Society Foundations gave the Center for American Progress nearly $4 million in grant funding. Likewise, the Open Society Foundations has thrown millions to the National Immigration Law Center as well as hundreds of thousands of dollars in funding to Unidos U.S., Common Justice, and the Catholic Legal Immigration Network. The other group involved in the lawsuit, the National Center for Youth Law, received $75,000 in funding from the Open Society Foundations in 2017. The case is Immigrant Defenders Law Center v. HHS, No. 1:25-CV01405 in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.